This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1097, 10 Secrets to Motivating Teenagers, by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Thanks a lot for joining me this Friday for another parenting post, though you might notice in today's article that it isn't necessarily written for parents of teens, as much as it is business owners who have teenage employees. Well, as you know, it can be difficult to take emotions and bias out of parenting, just a little difficult. And I've deliberately chosen this article, hoping that it can offer a refreshing reset for parents and an opportunity to look at how to motivate teenagers in such a way that isn't intertwined with our desire to maybe coddle them or be naive as to what they're going through as they age. So let's take a shot at this one and optimize your life. 10 Secrets to Motivating Teenagers by Carl Stabe of digtofly.com. We've all been teenagers, but as we age, we forget how to connect with young people. We think that we can just tell them what to do and they'll do it. Wouldn't that be great? As a manager, you also need to play to teenagers' superpowers, so they feel powerful and enjoy what they do. When you help them discover what they are good at, they will be more willing to give you their full effort. Most teenagers are a different kind of human until they get a few years of work experience or college under their belts. They think differently and feel differently than adults do. Try to remember when you were young and you had hormones pushing through you and all you could do was think about getting it on. That's the first trick. Number one. Put yourself in their shoes. When you can put yourself in their position, you can learn how to motivate teenagers. Teenagers may be weird, but they have emotions just like you and me. They're just a little more intense. When dealing with a teenager, make sure you are sympathetic to their needs. Make sure you see number four on this list, don't be a pushover, because they will take advantage of you if you let them. Number two, show them their mistakes and how to improve them. Teenagers don't pick up on adult concepts as quickly as adults. Well, duh. You will be surprised by how many business owners don't understand this concept. Teenagers may be geniuses on the computer or multitasking, but they learned these things like everything else. When they make a mistake, explain what they did wrong and how they can improve it. This may need to be done a few times before they catch on. Number three, give them the respect they seek. Giving a teenager the respect that he or she deserves will go a long way in earning their trust. Most adults treat teenagers like teenagers when all they want is to be treated like the man or woman that they are trying to be. Talk to them like an adult, and they will raise their level of work. Number four, don't be a pushover. A teenager will take 2 feet when given a foot, so make sure you set boundaries, and if they cross them, then document it and let them know. If they continue to cross the line, then don't be afraid to let them go if you need to. Number five, enjoy a good laugh. There is nothing a teenager likes doing more than enjoying a good laugh. Yes, they may be moody, but when a teenager is in a good mood, it can be downright infectious to the rest of the staff. So allow them to get excited and have a good time. Number six, listen to them. Teenagers want to help. They may be selfish, but they aren't stupid. They can see things that you can't. Listen to their suggestions. If they give you an idea that won't work, then let them know why and show appreciation for their efforts. If they have a good idea, tell them you want to hear more and ask them to come up with a plan on how to implement it. Number seven, have patience with their learning curve. Their learning curve is a little steeper than most adults, but their potential is greater too. Once a teenager catches on to a concept, they make it their own. Number eight, reward them. The Gen Y generation and younger grew up being rewarded for blowing their nose. They don't take well to harsh discipline. So when they do something good, even without your approval, reward them. Give them an extra hour for lunch or a $20 bonus. Their idea might have saved you hundreds of dollars, so disperse the wealth. Number nine, don't yell at them. Teenagers hate to be yelled at. They get enough of that from their parents, teachers, and friends, so speak with an even-toned voice when you're upset. Make sure they understand that you never want to see such behavior, but don't make a scene out of it. Number 10. Train your staff to be patient. Many retailers employ young people because they are cheap labor, and as a result, they are treated as second-class employees by the rest of the staff. Big mistake. Train your staff to treat them as equals. When the rest of the staff gives them respect, they will be more respectful to the customer. Managing teenagers review. Teenagers want to do good work if they are given the right atmosphere in which to do it. They will need a little more attention, but you will find a few gems that make it all worth the effort. Who knows? That one little gem of a teenager might one day help you run your company. You just listened to the post titled 10 Secrets to Motivating Teenagers by Carl Stabe of DigToFly.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And thanks a lot to Carl for sharing today. You may remember Carl's name from his old site, bringgratitude.com. Obviously, he has since changed his site name as well as his emphasis a little bit. Today really blended his work, though, which has shifted from more personal and relationship-oriented content to business and entrepreneurship content. Like I said in the introduction, we often bring to interactions with our teens a sense of naivety or delusion about where they're at developmentally, not to mention our desire for them to stay young forever. And frankly, this can sometimes get in the way of helping them with their tasks, their day-to-day struggles, and their ability to contribute in and out of the house. So what if we sometimes approached these topics from the perspective of a business owner who had an operation to run and not as much time for personal feelings to get in the way? This might be a mentality to experiment with from time to time, especially if your teen is resistant to your recommendations or parenting style and regularly coming up short or doing the opposite of what you would like to see them do. Food for thought. That is going to bring this episode to an end, though, everybody. Thank you once more for joining today and making another episode happen. We appreciate all of you for listening and sharing the show as much as you do. Have a great rest of your Friday, and remember that we are 7 days a week, so I will be back tomorrow with a Q&A episode for you and where your optimal life awaits.